AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Relatives of the 239 people aboard Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 have been in an agonizing limbo since the plane disappeared in March of last year, heading from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Now, U.S. aviation investigators say there's a high degree of certainty that a wing part found on Reunion Island in the Western Indian Ocean close to Madagascar belongs to a Boeing 777. Malaysia's transport minister says investigators have to confirm where the plane part came from.
We need to verify whatever wreckage found need to be further verified before we can further confirm whether it belonged to MH370.
The Afghan Taliban, who've been fighting to topple the Kabul government for 14 years, say they're not aware of a new round of peace talks in Pakistan, a statement indicating the group may be pulling out of negotiations. Reports that Afghan officials say the Taliban's Mullah Omar died a few years ago and speculation of where he's been.
Afghanistan's intelligence service has confirmed that they believe Mullah Omar, the one-eyed leader of the Afghan Taliban organization, is dead and has been dead for more than 2 years. That he died in April 2013 after a suspicious illness in a Karachi hospital.
The AP's Lynn O'Donnell in Kabul. Pats quarterback Tom Brady fighting his four-game suspension over Deflategate, filing suit in federal court. Team owner Robert Kraft is also speaking out.
Given the facts, evidence, and laws of science that underscore this entire situation, it is completely incomprehensible to me that the league continues to take steps to disparage one of its all-time great players.
This is AP Radio News. At least 136 structures remain threatened by a wildfire in California's Solano County. More than 200 people are under orders to evacuate. In the middle of a hot, humid week, New York Mayor de Blasio is putting out two slightly contradictory messages.
Mayor de Blasio is urging New Yorkers to get themselves inside with air conditioning as much as possible, but don't use too much air conditioning.
As the temperature goes up, so does energy usage. And that creates the danger of blackouts and brownouts.
It's been in the mid-90s and humid in New York. The city has extended hours at public swimming pools and opened cooling centers in public buildings. But the mayor is urging AC users to set the thermostat at 78 degrees to avoid overtaxing the electrical grid. So far this summer, power failures have been limited. Warren Levinson, New York.
A major shipping company has agreed to pay more than $15 million to compensate for a 2013 molasses spill in Honolulu Harbor. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.